From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Report season continues, so EBOS, they're into pharmaceuticals and they do a little thing or two with the animals as well.
Yeah, and of course, the flurry of reports continues. And of course, Mike, we get the full range of outcomes in terms of share price response. So a bit of a spoiler alert here. Things didn't go that well yesterday for the EBOS share price after their result came out. A 13.9%, or we'll call it 14, shall we, fall in the share price. So they released their annual results yesterday. Yeah, you're right, Mike. As a quick reminder, they're listed, dual listed, ASX, NZX, pharmaceutical wholesaler, hospital medicines wholesaler. You're right, they've got animal care products and a big community pharmacy footprint in Australia. Look, now, a couple of years ago, the backstory here is they used to supply the Chemist Warehouse. That was a massive contract. They lost that, so that's now been phasing out. So they're now in what we would call the post-Chemist Warehouse era. The result was slightly below expectations. I mean, earnings 2% below consensus. Net profit after tax 4% below. They do report all their numbers in Australian dollars. Revenue 12.3 billion Aussie dollars. So this is a big business. Underlying earnings 585 million Aussie dollars. That was at the lower end of the guidance. And if you actually adjust for the loss of the Chemist Warehouse contract, there's actually some cause for celebration there because the numbers are lifting. But the real story behind the share price being punished is the outlook, because the current year numbers don't seem to warrant the share price response. Right. The issue here is their forecast underlying earnings for next financial year, Mike, have fallen below expectations, even though the forecast was for those to be 7% higher. The market wanted more. And if I sort of work through the numbers to give you an idea here, the market was looking for a net profit after tax sort of 318 million, somewhere around there. Their forecast about 263, so quite a lot short. But cue the biggest fall in the EBOS share price in over 33 years. So look, companies are getting punished for not meeting expectations at the moment, but this feels like a little bit of an overreaction.
Could be a buy. Now, what about Precinct Properties?
Yeah, well, these guys have been busy, and apologies to all the listeners out. This is quite an Auckland-centric project, but that's where a lot of Precinct's work is. There's a high degree of interest, I think, in some of these projects, particularly in downtown Auckland. The downtown car park set to be redeveloped or removed, which will be very painful for those of us that use it regularly for parking. But that's progress, isn't it, Mike? So I'll have to jump on the NX1 or something, I suppose, to get into town. Anyway, the full-year result, operating profit lift 1.2%. Mike, my view is there's going to be increasing interest in these listed property trusts because term deposit rates, they're falling. Interest rates probably going to go lower. Investors are going to start looking for income alternatives. The listed property trusts do pay attractive dividends, so I think they'll have a lot more attention on them. As I said, they've got lots of projects on the go. They've been busy. They're building the largest student accommodation project or facility in New Zealand. That's up at Auckland Uni. 120 apartments in Mount Eden. They're looking for a capital partner for the PwC Tower. That's the one, the nice big new building, shiny building at the bottom of Auckland. That's all about recycling capital. And as I say, they're redeveloping the downtown car park. And this is the biggie because this will reshape that part of downtown Auckland. That's between the Viaduct Basin and the new Commercial Bay. Yeah. So that'll all look nice and new, but there'll just be far fewer car parks.
Okay. Inflation, was it just the power prices yesterday in Australia?
Mostly. So Aussie inflation yesterday surprisingly higher, 2.8% year on year, and mostly higher electricity prices are to blame, 13% lift in average electricity prices. There's also a bit of a delay in some of the states getting the quarterly energy relief payments to consumers. Of course, the underlying issue here, Mike, is rising costs for energy right across Australia because of this transition from fossil fuels to renewable energy sources. It is a gargantuan task, and it's costing people money. There was a little bit of lift in holiday travel and accommodation, but so it's gone from the annual inflation last month, gone from 1.9%, it's now at 2.8%. So that's a very big jump. Expectations are at 2.3%, but this, the big transition, it's costing money.
Numbers, please.
Rightio, so everyone's sitting around waiting for the NVIDIA result, which I think is going to come out about 8 o'clock our time. At the moment, the Dow Jones is up 0.35%, 160 points, 45,578. The S&P 500 up 0.22%, 14.6480, and the NASDAQ up 0.3%, so all in the green, 65 points, 21,609. The FTSE 100 overnight was down small, just 0.1%, 9255. The Nikkei up 126 points, 42520. The Shanghai Composite had a weaker day, down 1.76%, 3,800 the mark there. Yesterday, the Aussies gained 0.28%, that's 25 points, and the NZX 50 fell 0.75%, 96 points, 12,861. Kiwi, 0.5863 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9003 against the Aussie, 0.5038 euro, 0.4343 against the pound, 86.40 Japanese yen. Gold is just creeping a little bit higher, Mike, $3,394, and Brent crude, $67.83.
See you Friday. Andrew Kelleher, jomywealth.co.nz.